right here in the United States, when I first started to investigate the problem of radical Islam and the fact that 1,400 mosques at that time had been established by the Wahhabis. This is going back in 2001. And that 80, I thought that those statistics were alarming. Well, right now, there are over 6,400 mosques throughout the country, and 90% of them are funded by Wahhabis from Saudi Arabia. So the problem is escalating. And Jamaat al-Fukra, which conducts paramilitary training on American soil in places like Islamburg and Red House and Commerce, Georgia, in the beginning, when I started going to these places and investigating that situation, I believe there were only 12 such compounds in the United States where people were actually training, Muslims were actually training on American soil for the jihad, where there were actual firing ranges there and landing strips and obstacle courses and underground bunkers. I could document in 2001, 12. Right now, George, there are over 64 and counting.
64.
And counting. In Commerce, Georgia, right now, where I'm doing a documentary with ABC News, they have photographed. And in Macon, Georgia, there was one Jamaat al-Fukra compound that I knew about. Well, since the investigation has initiated in that area, we have managed to locate at least six just in that one area of Georgia. In Southern Virginia, the same thing. In Red House, I believe there was just one compound. But there are compounds stretching from Red House, Virginia, to Lynchburg, Virginia, all the way to Raleigh. So, this problem of, and they are training, once again, the people who are on these compounds are not only Muslims, but the overwhelming majority of them are African Americans who have been converted to Islam from the prison system. So when they're firing on these firing ranges, and handed semi-automatic weapons, the people receiving these weapons and receiving this training are felons. So, I mean, the fact that the law enforcement officials are not going in to arrest these jokers is mind-boggling. You know, when I spoke to the head of the HOSTRA, the congressman in charge of the Intelligence Committee, the House Intelligence Committee. And I told him what was going on in Commerce, Georgia. And he said, oh, and I said, we have photographs of the compounds being built, the underground bunkers. And he said, oh, they couldn't really be building these bunkers because I don't think they could get building permits.
Building. Okay.
That's the truth. That's the Intelligence Committee.
What do you say to some? Because there are some out there who will say that the war on terror is a bunch of bunk. It's just hype to get us to go into Iran. It's warmongering. It's not true. And that we're being used constantly to stay on edge. What do you tell people like that?
Well, one thing that if they really believe that, I would tell them to just go to the sites that I've investigated. I just go to the internet now, and I wrote one article in May called "Springtime at Islamburg." There, it's photographed. I photographed everything that was taking place there. In the belly of the beast, I just wrote another article for Newsmax, and I filled it with photographs. Photographs of the compounds, where the compounds are. Jamaat al-Fukra, the group that I'm talking about, has conducted over 40 terrorist attacks on American soil. That's a group that's responsible for the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. John Allen Mohammed, the Beltway sniper, was affiliated with Jamaat al-Fukra. Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, was affiliated with Jamaat al-Fukra. Daniel Pearl, when he was in Pakistan, was beheaded and kidnapped by members of Jamaat al-Fukra. This is not a nice group. This is a terrorist group. It operates on American soil as a tax-exempt, nonprofit corporation called the Muslims of the Americas.
And this doesn't make any sense, Paul.
What's that?
It doesn't make any sense that we would permit, if this is true, this group to conduct their affairs without any kind of assault on them.
Well, let me tell you, it even goes deeper than that. with the residence, for instance, in Islamburg, which is located between Hancock and Deposit, New York, and at the foot of the Catskills. George, it's really far out into the woods. I've been there numerous times, and every time I've had a problem relocating it.
It's a 70-acre complex, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, and it's right at the one the eastern perimeter of the property is if you go there, you will see a reservoir, a state reservoir that feeds New York City. But in any case, it's very deep in the woods. The neighbors have complained about the rat-tat-tat of semiotic automatic weapons going off night and day. They're terrorized up there. They have complained to local law enforcement officials, to Homeland Security, and to the FBI. The FBI finally went up there to Islamburg, but not to investigate the fact that felons are up there preparing for the jihad. They went up there in the spirit of political correctness to participate in a halal picnic, where they sat down with these very people, these terrorists, this group that has been responsible, as I said before, responsible for more than 40 terrorist attacks throughout the United States. The same people who were responsible for blowing up the World Trade Center. They sat down and had a picnic with them. And if you go to the sites I alluded to, you'll see pictures of the FBI sitting down at the picnic table with these guys.